This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abayim. Welcome, everyone. Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. We have an amazing subject. So we have a little bit of a change of schedule this week. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we're speaking in San Diego, then Los Angeles. So really, at first, I didn't have an opportunity to give this year. However, this topic has been on my mind for a few years. And already this is either the second or third year when Parshas Ki Tsetse came that I pushed off the subject. But I couldn't push it off any longer. So we have this year tonight, this week on Tuesday night. And we just want to thank the sponsors of the Shiurim on Sefer Devarim, are sponsored graciously by Dr. Zakem, Umeshpachta, Le'nishmas, Dr. Zakem's mother, Rivka Bas Tovia Halevi, and Le'nishmas Shem Eliezer Ben from Yaakov Zakem, Zechornim Levracha, they should be Melitzer Yisharm for their families, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. If anybody wants to sponsor tonight's shir, it is available. Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about a subject, segulos to have children. Now, fertility is a subject that's foremost on many couples' minds. Those who have the challenge of experiencing difficulty in creating a family, it's a very painful challenge. And, in the beginning, so a couple gets married and they have great hopes and they have anticipation and they have a dream, of course, of raising a family. And I think every couple understands, doesn't necessarily happen right away. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes the couple is young, it takes time to develop and so forth. But after a while, it could become a very painful ordeal. And at that point in time, often couples experience the pain, the uncertainty, not knowing what to do. Should they seek medical intervention? Should they go to their Rav? Should they go to a Rebbe? Should they go to a Mekubal? And I am not here to give medical advice. I'm not a medical practitioner. And I'm not licensed to do that. I'm here to share with you sources in Chazal, what Chazal tell us, what a young man, a young woman could do to increase and to enhance their opportunity, their chances of raising a family. Now, these statements and these teachings are not only found in Chazal. You have to know, if it's not found in Chazal, then it's dubious at best, and it could be much worse than that. Sometimes a person could do things, not only does it not help, but it could be forbidden, it could be prohibited, it could be that these are etzas given from Koyach HaTumah. So it's always important to know, are they rooted in Chazal and are they recommended by the Gedolei Yisrael? All of these 10 segulos are segulos that not only are found in the Gemara and Chazal, but were offered by Rav Chaim Knievsky on different occasions. And the first interesting thing is, Rav Chaim did not have one uniform prescription. Okay, do this, do this. It's not like every time a couple came. Now we're talking about if a family is waiting to have a child, or family wants to have additional children, or family, let's say they have all girls, they want to have a boy, they have all boys, they want to have a girl, all of the above. And Rav Chaim never gave one specific answer. Reuven came in, Reuven do A, Shimon do B, Levi do C. And they asked Rav Chaim, just tell everybody the same thing. It's not, if somebody has a headache, they take Tylenol. If somebody has a strep, they take antibiotics. So somebody has an issue in fertility, so follow X, Y, and Z. And Rav Chaim said, no, it's what Hashem puts in my mouth at the time. It's together Ruach HaKodesh. So even to know what particular segula to take advantage of, so that Rav Chaim recognized in himself that he was being divinely guided. But nevertheless, he did tell some of his Talmidim that these segulais are, you don't need Reb Chaim to tell the person to follow the segula. They work even if Reb Chaim is not the one offering it. This comes from the Sefer Segulas Chaim. Chaim Zeman, Segulas Chaim, right? And by every segula, it has a picture of Reb Chaim Knievsky doing something related to that segula. So, for example, by the first segula of davening, there's a picture of Reb Chaim davening. Now, you might ask about different ones. They had a picture of Reb Chaim doing that. If you need to know exactly, buy the book, okay? But there are dozens of color pictures of Reb Chaim by Berchas Koyanim, writing Chidushei Torah, smiling, learning, Kever Rochel Imenu, Mara Samach Pela, Rajbi, Koysel Maravi, this Kever of the Stipler, the Kever of El Yashiv, the Kever of the Isha Shunamis. For somebody who just sat in his Dalet Amis and never went anywhere, it's amazing all the pictures that they got of Reb Chaim Knievsky. So without any further ado, we go to skula number one.
Okay. Yeah. If you have a little girl that you want an abort, that's something that I guess you could daven for. I mean,
sure. Yeah. I mean, okay, the question is, if somebody had all girls and they
didn't have children,
yeah, you're allowed to daven for that. I mean, it's no worse than
or vice versa. Is that
yeah, exactly? Yeah. If somebody has all boys and they want to have a girl, they could daven. Right, there's a question. Simply, once a woman is 40 days into it, you shouldn't daven anymore because the gender is already predetermined. There is a melecha shloimai on the Mishnah that learns you could still, but pashtas you don't. Pashtas you don't. Like Yossi pointed out. Okay, so the first segula Reb Chaim would say is, guess what? Daven. Pray. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many, many times somebody would come in, a couple would come in, and Reb Chaim would say, Davin. And of course, this is based on what it says in Bereishis Rabbah. Why were the Imahois Akarois? Sarah was an Akara, Rivka was an Akara, Rachel was an Akara. Says the Medrash, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, V'lamanis Akru Imahois, why are the Imahois Akarois, Reb Levi, Mishem Reb Shila, Dekvar Tamarta, Reb Chalbe, Mishem Reb Yochanan, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu, Mesaveh L'Sfilasan, U'Mesaveh L'Sichasan. God desires their prayer, God desires their conversation. Like it says, Yoinasi B'Chag V'Yasela, the Jewish people, their backs were against the wall at Kriyas Yamsuf. And Hashem, the Mitzrayim were on one side, and the Yam was on the other side, and they're basically between a rock and a hard place. Why? Harini es marayich, hashmini es koylech, Ribon Shom desires to hear the cry of Erlech Yidin. Ribon Shom wants to hear the tefillah. So now the question brought to Reb Chaim Knievsky was, there are sources that you should not badger Hashem. Like, don't whine. Don't, please. Okay, now could I? Okay, is now a good time? It's already a minute later. There are so now. I was under the impression that you just keep on asking. You always keep on asking. You beg, you whine, you contort, you twist, you turn, you pressure from this angle. No, but this way, but that way. I always thought, Rashi says by the Leda of Naphtali that Leah said, Harbe bakoshois nispatsarti v'nis akashti. I twisted, I turned, I contorted, I didn't give up, I pressured, that you never let up. But nevertheless, there are sources in the Sefer Shevet Moser. He brings that a man or woman should not fast and pray for children too much. Because many people have over-pressured God, and God said, yeah, you want a kid? Okay, I'll give you a kid. And the kid did not turn out good. And the kid's appearance was very unusual and disturbing, and it caused the parents trouble. And the Shevet Moser says he heard from a sage that sometimes Hashem withholds children, even from great tzaddikim. We know there are many great tzaddikim that never had children, because we know that children are not dependent on a person's good deeds. Children are dependent on mazel. So some people have mazel A and some people have mazel B. It's not dependent on a person's actions. And when God sees that a person's mazel is such that children would not be good, sometimes He withholds. But if the person davens, Hashem, you're going to twist Hashem's hand. Therefore, daven, but don't daven too much. Not a good idea. Now, to me, that's a surprising idea. But in the Sefer Archas Rabbeinu, the Stipler said that if you go to a tzaddik, don't pressure him. Sadiq, I need parnasa. Okay, you'll make 95 tens. No, I mean parnasa with 5 tens. You know, that's not going to cut it. You know, so okay, so I said, okay, I'll give you 185. No, Sadiq, you know, no, it's not good enough. And you have a bat. Sadiq, I need more. The sniper says, don't pressure the tzaddik too much. What do you want him to do? Guarantee extra parnasa? Nothing good comes from guarantees. Don't pressure him too much. Furthermore, Reb Chaim Kanievsky would say over, in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, that if somebody does not have children, don't ask too much. Somebody once begged the Chafetz Chaim, and he got down on his hands and knees, and then the guy had a kid, and it was bad news. So therefore, the author of Segulas Chaim, Reb Yitzchak Ohev Tzion, who clearly is, he's in there. He's you know, mamish in the inner circle. He asked, he asked Reb Chaim, is there a point in time that a person should say, okay, I davened, well, now I have to drive myself crazy? And Reb Chaim, of course, answered, no. Kaveh Hashem, chazak v'yam tzibecha, v'kaveh Hashem. So that seems like you keep at it. But then he said he had a conversation with Reb Chaim, and he asked Reb Chaim, at what point in time should a person stop davening? And Reb Chaim said, a person knows when they should stop davening. And if a person doesn't have the feeling they should stop, they shouldn't stop. So I guess you need to be Reb Chaim to know that there's a point in time that you could have an intuition that, okay, that's the gzera. But that's school number one. Like, I don't know, going to the Kaisel Maravi for 3 months straight and saying the whole Tehillim, I don't know. I guess everyone has a different relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so I guess the person themselves maybe has a certain sense. No, because, you see, I always thought, and from Rashi, you see, by Naftali, Leah just kept at it and badgered and twisted and contorted. Okay. That's number one. So you say, why are we talking about this Parshas Kisetze? Because Parshas Kisetze, we have the quintessential segula for children. Shiluach HaKein. Okay? You chance upon a nest, ki yikari kansi bar lefanecha, baderech, in the tree, on the ground, chicks, eggs, and the mother's crouching on the chicks or on the eggs. Don't take the mother while the kids are there. Shaleach teshach se'im, v'yes habonim tikach lach. Send away the mom, take the kids. Says the Medrash, there's some mitzvahs that the schar is written. What's the schar for Shulach HaKein? V'yes habonim tikach lach. Ani noisin l'chabonim, I will give you children. So this is not like some kind of super mystical, supernatural. The Medrash says that's what the pasuk means. Do the mitzvah, you get kids. Rav David Luria says, it doesn't say, v'es baneha tikach, you'll take the kid of the mother. It says, v'es habonim, the children, your children. You will get children. That's the drasha. Because otherwise it should have said, you'll send away the mom and you'll take her kids. No, not her kids. You will get children. The Alkut Shemani also says, there's certain mitzvahs that you will be benefit with children, and that is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Likewise, the Sefer Achinuch says that when a person is zoicha to banim in the schar of this mitzvah by showing emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave us this mitzvah.
Some say that Shiluach HaKein is not even a mitzvah. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, okay. You mean they say it's not an asay. It's like a lav, it's a, an as.
It's a lav on it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, but it's an idea mentioned in the Chumash. It's a Torah idea, and with it comes the blessing of, most Rishonim say it is a mitzvah d'oraisa.
There's no brachah. Is there a brachah?
There is, but we don't make it for practical reasons. Now, Shaila, let's say a person already has children, and they want to have more children. Does Shiluach HaKein help? Yes. What... Now, if you do Shiluach HaKein, will you have boys or girls? Or it's a wild card. Wild card, Chaim says. You know, there's no guarantee on the gender of the child. Let's say you're a grandfather and you want your kid to have children. Can the Zayda do Shiluach HaKein? By the way, that's probably the most up there. I would say the number one question people ask is, could you put pistachio on the salmon on Rosh Hashanah? And then number two, the second most question is whether a grandfather could do Shiluach HaKein for a kid, and Rav Chaim says it doesn't say any. It's not mentioned, meaning...
We did Shiluach again in my yard. We had one.
Okay. Did it work? Do we have statistics? No comment. No, we can't. Not on the air. But basically, Rav Chaim says there's no stats. We have no information on whether it helps. In fact, in Koil HaChazon Ish, 40 years ago, now, this was written like 25 years ago, so this is like 65 years ago. In Koil HaChazon Ish, there was a dove that made a nest in the electric wires. And there was a shaila. It might be Mamon Hektish, so maybe there's no mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. So four Avreichim went ahead, and the one guy was koine it. He picked it up, but he didn't take the eggs. He put the eggs back down, and then the mother came back. Four Avreichim then, and three of them were zoiche to have kids, including Reb Chaim Knievsky. Reb Chaim, 65 years ago, had his kid through Shiluach HaKein. In fact, in the Sefer Sekulas Chaim, Reb Chaim said, and it says it in this book, so don't think, it's in this Sefer, the Reb Chaim said, I had Shloimele by sending away the dove from the electric wire in Koil HaChazon Ish. So you want to know where Reb Shloime Knievsky came from? Shiluach HaKein. Number three. Hachnasas Orchim, inviting guests. That's obvious. Mamish Pasuk Psukim in Chumash. The Medrash Tanchuma says that there's a mitzvah that Matan Schara Betzida, children. Sarah had guests, she had a child. The Isha Hashunamis had Elisha, she had a child. Also brought in Yalkut Shemoini, that the Schar for Hachnasas Orchim, two places in Tanakh we find Hachnasas Orchim. In fact, the Kar HaKemach explains why. Kar HaKemach explains why. Avraham Avinu was like a dry tree. He didn't have children. But after he planted the beautiful planting that's like a tree of Hachnasas Orchim, he became a flourishing tree. And he had children. That's why God appeared to him, Eloi Mamre, the tree of Mamre, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says. And likewise, we find by the Isha Shunamis, she housed Elisha. In fact, Rabbi Yo Gutmacher brings, Al Pi Shnayim Edim, Hachnasas Orchim, is the greatest segula for children. Who are the two Edim? Sarah and the Isha Shunamis. Now, like we said last week, Hachnasas Orchim doesn't mean, oh, I have a guy who lives three houses down, you invite him to my house. Well, that's not Hachnasas Orchim. The guy has $400 worth of food, $300 worth of alcohol in his house. And now what? Because he's eating it in your house? That's nothing to do with Hachnasas Orchim. That's just eating with the guy three doors down. Hachnasas Orchim is someone who doesn't have a place to go. Anyway, and there are a few very beautiful ramazim to this Indian. First of all, the Maggid of Mezrich brings the pasuk, Bameh yizaken na'ar es orchai. How you zoicha to a kid? Through your guest. Or, hey, Lecha Zara. So many years ago, Reb Ezra Cohen said, Remez, Ha Lachma Anya stands for Elio Anavi. Here, Hey stands for Hachnosas Orchim Lecha Zara. We'll bring children. Okay. Next segula. The Gemara says in Baba Basra. Now, this segula works. Somebody wants to have children. Somebody has children, but they want their children to be Tamid Chachamim, wealthy, smart. Says Gemara Bava Vasuk, number 20, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Kal HaRogil Lasay Tzedakah. Anyone who frequently does Tzedakah, the Bach puts in V'chesed, he will be Zoicha to have children who are wise, wealthy, and learned. Wisdom, like it says, Yimtza Chayim. Wealthy, Dechsev Tzedakah. Learned, d'chsevikavoid. So those who are rugel in the mitzvah of tzedakah and gemilas chasadim will be zoicha to have not just children, but children who are balei chachma, balei oishar, balei agada. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the Avas Chesed, and Reb Chaim Knievsky, and in this book, there's a picture of Reb Chaim Knievsky being ma'ayin into the Sefer. Avas Chesed, here it is. Okay, right over here. Reb Chaim Knievsky is being ma'ayin into the Sefer. Avas Chesed. Avas Chesed writes, someone who's ragil in this mitzvah, betmidus, will be zoiche to children who are wise, wealthy, and learned. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's such a wonder. People go to all kinds of mystics. That's a nice thing we call them. To get blessings for children. And they have to shell out upwards of thousands of bucks. And what's the recommendation? Stand on your head, spit wooden nickels, do a tumble sauce under the mattress. And why don't they just follow what it says in the Gemara? The Gemara says someone who's rogel to do tzedakah v'chesed, have a gemach, take $1,000 and put it aside. If anybody needs to borrow money, you lend them money. Or you get an item, buy an item, I don't know what, a bris pillow, buy something that people need on occasion, and you're the go-to person. You have a gemach in your house, you'll be zoiche. This is the promise of the Gemara, not some far-off, far-fetched, invented, concocted Eitzah. This is the promise of the Gemara. And so a Masmid, a Koyel guy, once came to Reb Chaim Knievsky. He said, so now I'm going to open up like a gemach in my house and be busy lending bris pillows all day. I said, it's Bittul Torah. So should I give up my learning? So really, I should have put this segula on the list. Maybe we'll have a separate shir on it. Either the best segula or the anti-segula shir. Reb Chaim said, learning Torah is always better than any segula. In other words, let's say you have 10 minutes. Should I do the segula or should I learn? You should always learn. Learning incorporates all segulais. But the Avrich said, but the Gemara says, haragel b'tzedakah. So Reb Chaim said an amazing thing. Reb Chaim has a book on things that help you remember learning and things that make you forget. So the Gemara says that if you eat olives frequently, it causes forgetting. So now the question is, what's the definition of frequent? Because this Gemara says, if you frequently do chesed, you'll have children. So Reb Chaim brought proofs. Frequently means more than once every 30 days. So Reb Chaim said, if you have a gemach and you do a chesed more than once every 30 days, you're already connecting to this bracha. You're already activating this bracha. It doesn't have to be more than that. It's not like you have to do it every day or on the hour. If somebody's involved in Limud HaTorah, that is also a segula for children. Okay, so that is segula number 4, the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim. Number 5. And this, I remember I was in Muncie once. I was speaking at a parlor meeting, and somebody came over to me and they told me that he heard Reb Chaim Knievsky tell his daughter to do this segula, and it worked right away. Reb Chaim would very often tell people to make Havdalah on Yayin. Because the Gemara says in Shavuos, Yirches and Beis, Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan, Kal Hamavdil al Hayayin B'Matzoy Shabbos, Havyin Loi Banim Zacharim. You'll have male progeny. Because the Pasuk says, L'Havdil Bein HaKoydesh U'Bein HaKoyl, and Isha Kisazria. And not only will they be children, they'll be Roi L'Hoyrois, because it says, L'Havdil L'Hoyrois. And this was Reb Chaim's mamish go-to segula. Make havdalah on wine. Without grape juice. Reb Chaim said no. Not grape juice. Why? Now, you're allowed to make havdalah on grape juice, just as you're not going to get the segula. Why? Because it doesn't say hamavdil al hakois, Reb Chaim says, hamavdil al yayin. Now, Reb Moshe would say, yayin, grape juice is yayin. Reb Moshe says, grape juice is yayin. So if you went to Reb Moshe might say, make havdalah on grapes. If you go to Reb Chaim says, you got to do it on wine. Next. This one is a tough one. No, actually, it's not, Okay, you ready? Skula number 6. How are the beds positioned? The Gemara says that a husband and wife, their beds need to be positioned north to south. So the couple wants to ask Reb Chaim, yeah, but the room is too small. It doesn't allow. Could we put it on an angle? Reb Chaim said, no, you could put it north to south.
But isn't the doors an issue?
Is there
another thing?
Yeah, that might be a different issue.
No, same.
Yeah, I mean, how... There's a Kabbalistic thing that you don't do with the head opposite the door. But to get this, you gotta, you know, you have to reconcile all the other factors.
Whatever that is.
Says the Gemara Brachos, Amar Rab Chama Barach Chanina, Rab Yitzchak, Kal Hanoisein Mitasei Vein Safoin Ladarim, anyone puts his bed between north and south, will have male progeny. By the way, there are people today that for a living, they're not doctors. They specialize in suggestions of improving the chance of producing gender A or gender B. There are people, that's what they do for a living. And they get paid money. The Gemara gives many suggestions. Rav David Cohen once has a whole pshat he once told me about a certain Gemara Masechta Nida, how to take advantage of certain acidic or base levels. Be it as it may, the Gemara says that someone who puts their bed from north to south will have male progeny. Not only that, a woman will not miscarry. Miscarriages are quite common. And the Gemara says, sometimes the doctors don't know. They just say, you know, we don't know. The Gemara says, put the bed north to south. Why? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yes, says the Mishnah Berurah, the head has to be to the north. So it's very easy. You get a compass. You say, you have Mizrach, that's where they daven, right? And then, yeah. Yeah, which, by the way, is not a segula for this, right? But that's the Gemara. Again, you have a big list over here. You know, everyone has different... The question is, even though the Gemara says that, the Zohar says east to west. In fact, I didn't know this. Did you know that the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Kanievsky had a Zayda who was a big Mekubal and Baal Segulois, the Sefer HaPardes? I didn't know about this. In the Sefer HaPardes, he brings Dafka, not like the Mishnah Berurah. In fact, because the Zohar says east to west, and the Ramami Pano says to do like the Zohar, and the Malbim Paskin's like the Zohar. Comes the Gra says, no, the Zohar means like the Gemara north to south. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if the Gra says that the Zohar can be reconciled with the Gemara, you have to follow the Gemara. Says Reb Chaim, your Zayda said east to west. That doesn't matter what my Zayda said, he followed the Halacha. Mishnah Berurah says north to south, head in the north. The room, what do you want from me? Yeah, those are the choices, the bed or the kid. You know, those are the two options. That's the segula. There's a different way to interpret. There's an idea that the Zohar never really contradicts the Gemara. That if you could, the Gra always maintained that the Zohar could be reconciled with the Gemara. So even though at first glance, it looks like it's contradictory, but there's a way to reconcile it. Number seven is Harag Elbaner. Harag Elbaner. If you're Rugil to light Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. The Gemara says, Rav Huna Harag Elbaner, having lay bonim, Talmid Chacham, not just kids, you have kids who are Torah scholars. Rav Huna have a rugged to have a chalaf atani epistle to Rabbi Abin Nagra. Rav Huna used to pass by the house of Rabbi Abin Nagra. He saw there were a lot of lights there, near Shabbos, near Chanukah. He said, for sure, great people are going to come out of there. Who came out? Ravidi bar Abin, Rav Chia bar Abin. Rav Chisda would pass by the house of the prince, the son-in-law of Rav Shizvi. He saw he had a lot of light. He said, a great rabbi is going to come from there. Rav Shizvi came out. Bottom, what light is this talking about? It says, Rashi, Ner Shabbos, and Ner Chanukah.
So this is just wax, the oil
Yeah, Reb Chaim, I think, was a... I think maybe Reb Chaim supported that idea, but then some say that our candles are just as clear and just as effective.
Who's the Ner Shabbos mitzvah? The woman or the
woman? Yeah, that's the same thing.
So really, the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is on the woman. However, the Gemara says, Al shalosh averos nashim meisras adam. So in other words, benida, uvechala, uvehadlak asaner, and then shalosh adam sarchadam lezach veishai erev Shabbos. Isartem, eravtem, hadliku. No, not hadliku. Hadliku is haner. Why the extra words? Asked Rabbi Kiveger. Because even though the woman has to light it, the man is supposed to set it up and start it going. Reb Chaim says you don't have to do that anymore because it doesn't do anything. It used to do something. Nowadays, what does it do? So Reb Chaim says you don't have to do it anymore. But the bottom line is the man also has a role in encouraging the woman, and especially that if the candle is lit the correct way and with the right kavanos to be mekayim the mitzvah, it is a skula for banim tamei chacham. In fact, Rav Yitzchak ben Haravid, known as Rav Yitzchak Sagi Nahar, who Rabbi Mechai says was the father of Kabbalah, he wrote a sefer called Kuntris Soid Hadlokas Neirois Chanukah. Now, he was someone who was blind. He had Gilui Eliyahu. And this sefer is not in print. It's printed in the back of the Sefer HaZikaron for Rav Huttner. He asks, okay, very nice. It's a segula to have children. Everyone in the world lights Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Not everyone has banim tamidei chachamim. So he says, of course, but he says, afal pi deruba deruba yoitzin, aval miyuta de miyuta zehirin lahadlik if he called prate hamitzvais, v'adikdukim. Not everybody is careful to fulfill all the details and all the dikdukim that you should be zahirin. But if you're zahir in all the particulars of Halak is Ner Shabbos, Halak is Ner Chanukah, you'll be Zoicha to Banim Zacharim. Segula number 8. To write and to publish Chidushei Torah. The Gemara in Chulin says on the Pasuk, Mepri Pi Ish Tizba Bitnai. Through the fruits of one's mouth, his belly will be satiated. Which Reb Chaim Kanievsky interprets that if you write and publish Chidushei Torah, it's a segula for children. So the question is, that's very nice. You know, some people could do it. Some people can't do it. Not everybody could write and publish Chidushei Torah. So the shaila is, can you pay for someone else's? Reb Chaim said, no, it doesn't say that. You got to do it yourself. If you're not into Chidushei Torah, get a compass or something, you know. But in the Sefer Minchas Toida, we're from Rabbi Gedalia Honigsberg, who's also like one of the main in-house Reb Chaim people. He heard Reb Chaim say that somebody can't write and publish their own. They should pay somebody. And that's also segula for Zara v'chaya v'kayama. In fact, in the Sefer Lev Shoimea, he quotes Reb Chaim Falaji that there was someone, a Maisa Noira, someone who did not have children for many years. And they published the Sefer Meirav Echad, and they were Zoicha Tabanim. This is the meaning of the pasuk: Zeh Sefer Toldois Adam. Why? He said because nothing to do with paying for the book. It's supporting the Talmud Chacham, and by supporting the Talmud Chacham, you become the Talmud Chacham's, like his father, and you're merachim on the Talmud Chacham, like he would be your son. So God gives you your own child. And he quotes this from Reb Chaim Falaji. He even brings down over here, in the new edition of the Tosfos Rid, Reb Chaim Kanievsky once advised somebody to be involved in the publishing of the Svarim of the Ramban, and there was a particular family that did not have children for 18 years, and in less than a year, after being involved in the publishing of the Sefer, they had a child, and someone else found out about it, and also they had not had children for many years, and they were also Zoicha to have children through the publishing of Sfarim. I would say maybe the mechanism is as follows. We know, Reb Chaim would also say a skula is to pay for the raising, if let's say there's an orphan child, if you pay for their development, you pay their tuition, so you pay for someone else's child who doesn't have a father, God will give you your own child. A sefer is like a child. The Baal HaTurim writes, Lo yia b'cha akar, don't be sterile, hahu b'divrei Torah. In Torah, meaning the product, when somebody produces Torah, it's like the mitzvah pururavu. There are many sources. One fulfills pururavu by k'siv ha-svarim. So if you are responsible to enable pururavu, the ruchnius, so then God gives you a child as well. Next one. Now this one might be the easiest, or it might be the hardest. It might be the easiest for the man, it might be the hardest for the woman. Okay? And that is eating garlic. Okay? Eating garlic is a major segula. Friday night. Not only segula, Ezra made a takana that a man should eat garlic Friday night. Takanas Ezra. Ezra enacted a takana that you should eat garlic Friday night. The Gemara says, Baba Kamadav Pei Beis, Sheyu Oichlin Shum Be'erev Shabbos. Why? Because Friday night there's a mitzvah of Oina. So therefore, Rashi explains, shum garlic, produces more zera. It raises the count of zera, and therefore it helps the man be more fertile. And therefore, Ezra was mitzvah to eat it Friday night. In fact, the Gemara says, there are five things that garlic does for a person. It clears the face. It's marbe zera. It kills intestinal bacteria. And it puts you in a good mood and it removes jealousy. So now, the question is, how much garlic do you got to eat? So... So they came to the stipler. And the stipler would say... By the way, the stipler would say, you know, many people come to me for a bracha for children. And the stipler says, so ridiculous. The Gemara says, Ein safik moitzmi devada. If you could do something that definitely works and something that probably doesn't work, you should do that which definitely works. The stipler said, for people to come to me for a blessing, what's my blessing going to do? It's not going to do anything. Maybe it won't hurt, but unlikely it will do anything. And yet the Gemara says there are certain things that you could do that really elevate your chance to be successful in having children. One of them is eating garlic. Now, says the stipler, eating means halachic eating. A kezias or maybe even a kabeya. It's a nice chunk of garlic. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah says that eating raw garlic is dangerous. On the other hand, if you roast it too much, it has no potency. So now we're going to have the stipler's recipe of how to prepare your garlic to have a segula to have children. Says the stipler going, you take a garlic by its teeth, you know, by its slices, and you put a little oil in the pan, and you get the fire going, and you put the garlic in. And when the garlic starts getting hot, take it out right away and eat it then. Then it works. Now, it might not work right away. It might take some time. But this is the best segula. Eat garlic. So there's a note from Reb Chaim Kanievsky that sounds like every Jew has to eat like a chaticha, a cheftza of garlic Friday. No. Ezra's takana was just to eat a little bit of garlic. If you eat a tiny little crumb, you're yotze. But you want to have the segula, to have the segula, you gotta eat a chunk. You don't want to eat the chunk? Get a compass, or do something else over here.
Now I know why I love so much garlic.
There you go.
I got it finally.
Keeps away the mosquitoes also.
Definitely keeps away everything. Yeah. Final segula. So there's a man in Parshas Noach. His name was Yaktan. V'yaktan yalad es amoydad v'yas sholef V'yes chatzar moves, v'yes yarach, v'yes hadoyram, v'yes uzo, v'yes tikla, v'yes oivav, v'yes imav, v'yes sheva, v'yes oivav, v'yes chavil, v'yes yoivav. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Says Rashi, why was he zoicha? Because he was humble. And he made himself small. So he was zoicha to establish all these mishpachos. And Reb Chaim Falaji brings that from here we see that through the midah of anava, one is zoicha to have many progeny. Now, why does this work? Why is anava skula for children? I guess we're darshaning his name, Yoktan, like Katan. So it's like alluded to in his name. So they asked Reb Chaim, what's the mechanism over here? He said, because if you have a lot of, you have a big family, you could be arrogant. So maybe Hashem's not going to want to give. So if you're a humble, then you don't have to worry about that. Perhaps we could explain as follows. We know to have a child, you need a partnership. Takes three to tango. Gimel shutfim ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv ve'imai. But someone who's arrogant, we know Hashem says, ein ani v'hu yachal ba'olam echad. There's not enough room for the two of us. But someone who's humble, we know the Shechina resides on the person. So he's someone Hashem wants to make the partnership with. So anava is a segula for Zara, Chaya, Vikayama. These are 10 segulais found in Chazal that Chazal tell us increase a person's chances of raising a family, of having children, of having banim zacharim, of having banim tamidei chachamim. And of course, nothing is foolproof, nothing is guaranteed. There are no guarantees in life. But these items and these activities and these segulais give us the best chance. But of course, banim is something which is dependent on mazel. And banei chayim azoinei lav b'schusa talya milsa ela b'mazla. And then of course, Chazal also tells us an interesting thing that we know Binyamin, the son of Yaakov Avinu, had 10 children. But ultimately, Shev Binyamin was a very small Shevet. And Dan had one kid. And the kid was handicapped. And Dan was one of the largest of all the Shvatim. So we don't always know the cheshbonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi mach shevoi seinu, mach shevoi soy. Hashem's thoughts, Hashem's plans are beyond our scrutiny. We don't understand the cheshbonus of the Shemayim. But as the Chafetz Chaim says, instead of going after far out, concocted activities, it's always better to stay safe, stay close to home, and follow the advice of Chazal. And we hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses all of Klal Yisrael with Zara Chaya V'Kayama, Zara Dila Yifsoik V'Dila Yiftal Mipiskamei Oiraisa. Have a wonderful rest of the week. We'll see you Be'ez Hashem next Wednesday. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.